Yes, Senator Kraft.
Thank you again. Can you give me, there are four granting programs, roughly what sorts of monies you're talking about?
You have a better feel for that than I do.
It varies based on the funding that's available.
But your pot.
Yeah, so this, for the state revolving loan fund, right now that's a sustainable fund at a rate of about $23 million a year is how much repayment money comes in. So we can, if no more money went into the fund, we could do about $23 million of loans every year. The way that fund works, though, is every dollar the state puts up, we can get $5 from the federal government to capitalize the fund. And generally that occurs every year, so the fund is growing through capitalization and repayment. OBDs, that's, and small community grants fall based on funding through bond issues. That's how they've historically been funded. Right now, we've got, in the OBD grant program, I think we've got about $500,000 left that we're working with. And small community grants, we're just about out of money on that program at this point. I don't think we have any uncommitted money at this point.
Thank you.
And the OBD grant money, that is money that's is pretty well committed. That's what we have left. We're still working on projects, but it's pretty well all committed to dedicated projects at this point.
Okay, please proceed. Thank you. Oh, did I see it? Representative Grant.
Thank you. You answered all the questions except for how much was in the boat pump out grant program? Did you mention that one? I might have missed it.
Yeah, that gets funded every year or every 2 years from a grant from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We get about $300,000 every 2 years, I believe. I don't have the exact balance of what's available at the moment, but again, I believe most of that has been committed at this point.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. The next discusses the Combined Sewer Overflow Abatement Program. A combined sewer means that it's a sewer line that carries both sanitary wastewater and stormwater. And when there's a storm event and the flow through that pipe exceeds its capacity, there has to be an outlet for it. That's what is called an overflow. Communities and entities with combined sewer overflows are required to have long-term control plans to abate the CSOs. These plans are developed by the CSO community, and there are currently 35 entities with CSO permits. The rate of discharges has decreased approximately 85% from the CSO since 1987, so making good progress with those.
Oh, yeah.
If we wanted to find out if our communities had one of these 35, is that on your website, or do you have a list? I believe our community is no longer, but we used to be part of one of those. But it would be nice to know where they are.
Sure. We have an annual report we can provide to you also that lists a lot of details about CSOs, and there's also a list on our website.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I would just encourage committee members that if you're willing to look at the website, let us know, let them know, because I'd like to hold down what we ask you folks to do if the committee doesn't.
Okay.
Just as a kind of as a practice to not keep asking for reports every time we see you.
I'm happy to do my own homework.
I'm not saying we shouldn't.
Long as it's easy to click on, and if I have questions, I can.
All right, just point of clarification, I think. Yes, Senator Gratwick.
But just to clarify, Chair, you don't mind if we ask questions in this particular?
Oh, meeting? Not at all. No, that was just that.
Okay. In general, to spare them.
Right. No, this is a great time to ask questions.
Spare them the written word.
Exactly. And to spare me reading them all.
Get
them on the website.
The CSO, the question is, where does the graph end? Because I'm in Bangor, and there's a bunch of low-lying fruit, which we've already done, but then it gets more and more and more expensive as you get up towards the tail. And how do you judge where the tail is and when it becomes cost-effective? Because should I give money to education, or should I give money to the CSO?
No, I understand. There's right now, I don't know, we're kind of at a little bit of a disagreement with EPA. Years ago, when this abatement program first started, it was agreed that the endpoint was 85%.
There's different metrics. One of them is 85% reduction.
85% reduction. And recently, EPA has been saying that, no, it has to be 100% elimination. But the reason for the 85 is because if you're already having a large storm event, your rivers have a lot of water in them anyway, and there's a question is there an impact to the water quality because there's so much water there. So what I'm trying to say is that at this point in time right now, we're not able to answer your question about Bangor specifically. Did that help you?
Yes, it helps me in the larger context. But if people in Bangor ask me what they're supposed to do, I refer them to you, or you say wait, or
Currently, I've been doing a lot of work with Bangor lately. The federal government has implemented a program called an integrated utility planning for places like Bangor. When they realize they have 6, 7, 8 different obligations for how to spend their money, this initiative from EPA allows the municipality to prioritize those, so they're not having to attack them all at the same time, but they can go for the ones that are most needed. And they can even do, I've heard of plans that are as long as 25 years to address some of these issues.
This becomes a longer conversation because NRDC also then has its opinion since life gets complicated.
Yeah. This is a program from EPA, and the way those, it's called giving them schedule compliance, the 20-25 year time frame I'm talking about. That is done through not through a permit, but through a consent agreement. You know, no penalties, just that this is the schedule that allows you to take longer than 5 years to get this work done. And the nice thing about that is it's from the municipality. The state doesn't go in and say these are the 12 things you must do in this order. It's a voluntary from the municipality, and they get to set their priorities on what to go after. And it's just in its infancy. It just started last year, so
I think we're good if you proceed.